reframe it in terms of the horrible things that happen in the world. And
it's not my business unless it's in my circle of influence. And so I don't put attention on it unless it's in my circle where I can make a difference. Do I recycle? Yes, because I care about our planet. Do I bless our planet? Yes. Am I helpful if it's called for? Would I help any injured animal or person in my path? Absolutely. And then the rest of the time, instead of reading horrific news or bleeding for other countries and how awful it is for women and children and how we can't even feed our planet yet, I don't feed that vibration. Instead, I powerfully stay in, you know what, my life is cushy. How much can I love that and appreciate that and use that to have influence that would ripple out? Like, you gave us the most beautiful picture. You're either in the yuck in the lower frequency, or you're in the light. I want to bring so much light to this planet that when I leave, it is better as a whole than when I first came in. And you never, ever affect the darkness with more darkness. You feed it. The only way to contribute in a positive way is being the vibration of positive, period. And I'm not talking fluffy, positive thinking and affirmation. I mean accepting reality for what it is. Horrible things happen on this planet. Horrible. But unless it's something I can undo, go to bat for, change, contribute to in a positive way, I'm not going to spend any energy on it. It's not in my circle of influence. And there's so many crazy things on this planet, good and bad, there isn't time to learn them all. So I stay really powerful in what my calling is. And my true gift is helping people come out of victim consciousness. You know, I'm not sure how that exactly works, but that's my gift this time around. If my gift was working with shelter animals, I would do a whole lot more of that. If my gift was politics, I would do more of that. If my gift was to be a police person, well, then I would be in the thick of it right then. Right? But think of anybody working with the darkness. They stay focused on what justice they can bring, what difference they can make. They don't talk about the darkness all the time. They don't, you know, whine about it, complain about it, ask people to be shocked about it. And if they do, it never, ever adds to it. The war on drugs, is it work? No, because it's a war. Mm-hmm. If we instead think of health and how we can give an alternative to addiction, that does more good than all the ways we've tried to fight it. So if you speak strictly vibration, which vibration are you in? That's it. And if my reality contained something horrific, which could happen to you, then the only choice I would have, the only control, and it would be hard-earned control, the only choice I would have would be to choose my response, the way I think, the way I speak, and the way I feel in it. And guys, nobody gets off this planet for free. We all have something. Maybe a lot of somethings. Right? And so, are you really sure you'd like to trade yours for somebody else's? I don't think so. So how you show up in your reality, or the reality that bumps with yours, you're either in the frequency of God is good or you're in the frequency of evil is shocking. And you, whichever one you're playing in, speaking in, thinking in, feeling in, you're contributing to it and growing it. That's it. You don't have to feel bad to help somebody who feels bad feel better. It never works. Ever. But if you feel really good and you show up powerfully in positive vibration, you can uplift way more than you think you can. Does that make sense? Okay.